Recording 3.A. Listen and tick the issues he mentions.
Welcome to Health Days Podcast, a radio interview series covering topics on mental health, wellness, and fitness. This is Dr. Linda Bullock. I'm a clinical psychologist and your host. On today's show, we will be talking with Professor Edward Lee about internet and social media addiction. He is a certified psychiatrist who specializes in the treatment of patients diagnosed with addiction and mental disorders.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, before we get into negative effects of the internet and social media addiction, let's start off with what's your definition of internet addiction?
Well, the generally accepted definition is when someone has compulsive use of a substance that's causing the problems in their life with their physical health, their job or education, or their relationships.
We are having calls and emails from concerned parents who want to learn signs of the internet addiction. So, what are the warning signs of internet addiction?
An addiction to the internet is manifested in both physical and emotional symptoms. However, these specifics may vary for each person. Parents should observe the behavioral changes that come with internet use.
So, what are these warning signs?
The most important sign is preoccupation with the internet and use of the internet in increasing amounts of time. Feelings of guilt, stress, anxiety, loneliness, being unable to keep schedules, no sense of time, and isolation are some examples of emotional symptoms.
What about the physical signs?
Backaches, headaches, weight gain or loss, disturbances in sleep, and blurred or strained vision are the most important signs.
Mm-hmm. And we can add eating irregularities, such as skipping meals, failure to attend to personal hygiene.
Exactly.
These signs seem to be personal. But as we can understand from calls by parents, internet addiction has far much more detrimental effect on family and social relationships.
Individuals suffering from internet addiction start to lose their interaction and bonds with their families and neglect their intimate relationships. They isolate themselves from family and friends. They are often viewed as socially awkward.
Mm-hmm. How does lessened social interaction affect work life?
As they put off doing their work and are unable to focus on the work at hand, people who are addicted to the internet are likely to have lower rates of productivity or job performance. According to research, 20% of companies say that they have fired employees for misuse of the internet, and 65% report taking disciplinary measures for those offenses.
Thank you very much for the valuable information. We will continue after a short break.